Thank you, Lord Mayor. We hope you enjoyed your time here today at Chatterbox. In our second batch of news stories, King Charles appears to have ruffled a few feathers, and a princess is rescued from a tree. King Charles III is breaking a royal Norfolk tradition set by his late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, for the second time. For the 75-year-old monarch is heading for Scotland to spend the next few weeks at Balmoral. Elizabeth, who passed away in September 2022, would always stay at Sandringham until after February the 6th. The date is the day on which her father passed away at the age of 56 on the Norfolk estate in 1952, after which the 25-year-old princess acceded to the throne. But King Charles is set to spend the early part of January at Birk Hall on the Balmoral estate in the Cairngorms National Park for the second year running. It comes after he welcomed members of the royal family to Sandringham for their Christmas gathering in Norfolk, an occasion which was dear to his late mother's heart. Well-wishers queued from the early hours to greet them as they walked through the park to church for morning service on Christmas Day. The King inherited remote Birk Hall in Aberdeenshire from his grandmother, the Queen Mother, the wife of George VI, after she passed away in 2002. It is said to be the favourite of all his properties, which include Sandringham and Balmoral Castle.
A cat who got stranded up a 60-foot tree in high winds has been rescued by a tree surgeon. Princess had got stuck up the giant fir tree, and due to strong winds making any rescue mission difficult, it was feared she was going to be left up there overnight, 48 hours after she first scampered up the tree. But Seth Masters from Norfolk-based Iceni Tree Care answered the call to help and deployed his climbing skills to carry out a rope rescue, where he safely brought Princess down in a bag. Justin Stubbs, an RSPCA inspector, who remained firmly on the ground, said the RSPCA can't thank Seth enough, and this is a very high and technical rescue, which without his genuine expertise, the cat may have had to stay up there for at least another day. With it being Christmas and it being an urgent rescue, Seth says he wasn't even going to charge for his work, which was a great gesture. After the ordeal on December the 22nd in Townsend Road in Wisbeach, Princess was checked over before being reunited with her owner, Sonia Wilkinson.
When a call was put out to send 100 birthday cards to a Norfolk care home resident for her 100th birthday, little did she expect such a huge response. But Elsie Smith, who lives at Park House on Alexandra Road in Great Yarmouth, was amazed to receive cards from London, Scotland, and even Oklahoma in the United States. As the count concluded during her birthday celebrations on Christmas Eve, the final tally was a massive 312 cards. There was also a message from the King Charles III and Queen Camilla, as well as special cards from local schoolchildren and the Mayor of Great Yarmouth, Councillor Penny Carpenter. Elsie, who has lived at the care home for just over 5 years, spent the day itself celebrating with her close family and friends, who are all from the local area. After returning home, she enjoyed opening and reading all 312 cards with her friends and staff at the home.
Andrew Lloyd Webber has said he once called on a priest to help remove a poltergeist from his London home. The acclaimed composer, whose hit musicals include The Phantom of the Opera, believed the spirit had haunted a 19th century property he owned in Belgravia. In an interview with The Telegraph, Lord Lloyd Webber claimed the poltergeist would take theatre scripts and place them in neat piles in odd places. The 75-year-old said, "In the end, we had to get a priest to come and bless it, and it left."
Almost 15,000 people will be able to get free bus travel in Norfolk earlier in the day from the start of next month. Norfolk County Council has announced that people living in the county who hold a disabled concessionary bus travel pass will be able to travel within Norfolk for free at any time, 7 days a week. Up until now, those concessionary pass holders had to wait until after 9:30 a.m. on weekdays before they could travel for free, apart from those people registered blind or visually impaired. But Conservative-controlled County Hall decided to permit free travel before that time from the start of February, with eligible companions also able to travel for free.